July 30th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room at your election headquarters with 98 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet start now, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I spent most of this morning following the Senate hearing into the Trump assassination attempt, and I would say that it was much better than the House hearings. And you now have, with Kim Cheadle out, the replacement director of Secret Service, Ron Rowe, who may or may not have had more access to information in regards to the events on the ground that day. But I think he was more forthcoming with some answers, as was the deputy director of the FBI. Abate is his name. So we'll get into some of the highlights, and there was some interesting information that was revealed. Some things being confirmed, some things they couldn't confirm, other things they rejected, but definitely more, I would say, productive than the two House hearings previously combined, even, where Ray answered maybe 5% of the questions and Kim Cheadle answered 0%. Today, they actually made an attempt to answer some questions. Now, there are still some big mysteries that remain, obviously, but we do have a better idea of how the events are laid out in a timeline from that day, thanks to this hearing. So we're going to get into some of those important details, as well as some other developments in regards to the now cover-up of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And that's the phase we're in now. It is the cover-up phase. Now, we're going to be having an expert on the Venezuela situation on the show Friday. She also happens to be an expert on the Middle East as well. And so we'll be getting into the latest with Israel and Venezuela. There is some big news out of Israel. They're just rampaging, essentially, at this point, now bombing Lebanon. So the Middle East continues to go deeper into war. Congratulations to the Democrats. Your successful Biden presidency has resulted in yet more foreign conflict. So congratulations. None of this was going on when Trump was president. That's just a fact. But now we have more war. And then what's going on in Venezuela. And so I'm real hesitant to even cover any of the developments in Venezuela, because do we really know what's going on? Do you really know what's going on? I think we should leave this one to the people in Venezuela to sort out. And let's not pretend like there isn't some sort of Western involvement down in Venezuela. And let's not act like the CIA or the USA hasn't already selected the person that they want to run the country, Juan Guaido. And they've been pushing for him to get into office. So maybe the election was stolen. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. There's essentially a civil war breaking out now. It's total chaos to get Maduro out. Some of the military on his side. Some of the military now saying they're going to come out against him and be with the people. But it's total chaos in the aftermath. But my frustration is we get this enhanced coverage or speculation on this Venezuela situation, but we don't even address the issues we have in our own country with stolen elections. And both sides will sit here and condemn the communism and the dangers of communism and the communist regimes that steals the guns to enslave the people. And yet here we have a communist regime running the White House with the president and the vice president both calling to take your guns.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones. and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Senate hearing today into the Trump assassination attempt was a lot more productive than the two House hearings. I would even say combined. Ron Rowe was willing and or able to at least attempt to answer more questions than Kim Cheadle, who didn't really answer a single question. And then the FBI deputy director seemed as well to have more of a desire to answer questions than FBI Director Christopher Wray, and even in a couple instances pushed back against some of the answers that Christopher Wray gave. And so it really makes you wonder, and I guess if you're going to give them any favorability, you would say, well, maybe the heads of the FBI or the heads of the Secret Service just don't know what's going on. They're just in over their head. There's too much information. They just really don't know. Whereas the two that testified today actually can get more information without needing to do as much oversight of the entire bureaucracy. Or you could say that the heads of the FBI and the Secret Service were just not willing or able, maybe willing is the right way to put it in this regard, not willing to answer any of the questions. So we'll get into some of that. And I would actually ask the crew to pull up my thread on X where I was documenting this in real time so we can go over some of the bigger developments in regards to the information that was revealed. Secret Service deletes email from counter-sniper saying agency should expect another assassination attempt before November due to poor leadership. So what other emails are they deleting? A counter sniper sent an email Monday night to the entire uniformed division saying he will not stop speaking out until high-level supervisors are either fired or removed from their current positions. By the way, nobody's been fired. Nobody's been fired. Cheadle resigned. Nobody's been fired. The counter sniper said the agency should expect another assassination attempt before November and complained that he is no longer proud to be a Secret Service counter sniper after leadership failed to protect Trump on July 13th. Quote, the agency needs to change. If not now, when? The next assassination in 30 days? Sadly, we have fallen short for years. We just look good doing it. I have conveyed these thoughts to not only supervisors, to include current captain of CS, but those responding for training, only to be brushed off with those less experienced somehow knew more than me. Now, this is all over the place. And, you know, there's lots of former Secret Service members that go on television, that do interviews. There's one that's got a top podcast right now, Dan Bongino. And they've all been talking about this. For years, they've been talking about the lack of Secret Service training and preparedness. And so I guess it just finally showed its true nature on July 13th, but it seems to be more sinister than that, doesn't it? Especially when you look at some of the details that they still can't answer in today's hearing. Now, there was an interesting development because I didn't like the way the FBI deputy director basically threw red meat to the Democrats today, Director Abate. FBI now claims Trump would-be assassin allegedly ran a, quote, anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic social media account. Now, these posts that they're claiming were made in 2019. So the FBI deputy director comes out in a statement during his testimony and says, we've located potential communications from the shooter on social media, didn't specify what social media, that would indicate anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic content or posts. And he said that there were potentially hundreds. Now, this was like red meat for the Democrats, and they jumped right on it, basically saying, see, this is proof it was a right-winger, which, of course, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't add up. But that's what they're doing. And so when you open up the hearing and you say, we still don't know the motive, you still don't know the motive. Oh, yeah, we don't know the motive. We don't know the motive of the shooter. Let's see. He was just aiming a gun at Donald Trump at a Trump rally where he was casing the grounds a week before the rally, and he was training to shoot, and then he pointed a gun and fired and tried to kill Donald Trump. But we don't know the motive. We just do not know the motive. Have no clue what the motive is. Oh, I don't know. Could the motive have been to kill Donald Trump? Could that have been the motive? Maybe. Maybe that was the motive. I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching here. Maybe I'm crazy. Seems like the motive was to kill Trump. Never had FBI training, so I don't want to be out of my jurisdiction here. I don't want to go out of my league here, but seems like we know the motive quite well. And so he comes out and he says, we just don't know the motive. And then he says he had an anti-immigrant, anti-Semitic posts. And these were supposedly in 2019. So that's like red meat for the Democrats. By the way, it's probably worth mentioning, and you can tell a lot when you're listening, because I was listening to C-SPAN Radio during this. I wasn't watching it. I was listening on C-SPAN Radio, and I was watching some other stuff. And it's funny. You can really, when you listen to things, it hits differently than when you watch things. Quite frankly, that's why I prefer the old school radio broadcast technique, or you know, you could even say podcast now, because listening, you obtain information, you retain information in a better way. There's a better cognition, and the way your body obtains it and retains it allows you a lot better perspective into it, because you're not distracted with the sights. It's all audio, and you can analyze things at a different level. It was really amazing, the contrast, where Senator Dick Durbin and Mazie Hirono, compared to the rest of the senators involved in that hearing, are pretty much morons. I mean, you can tell when you listen to everybody speak that Senator Dick Durbin and Mazie Hirono probably barely have an IQ of 100. I mean, these are just dumb people. And it's painful that they're in charge of government. It's painful that they're sitting in some of the most powerful positions in our country. I mean, you would see these people in a classroom and you'd be like, gee, you're not going to learn much from this teacher, huh? Just low IQ people. So it's kind of just a side note, except for the fact that of all the senators that were involved in the hearing today, there were only two that made it all about gun control. Do you know what two they were? Senator Dick Durbin and Mazie Hirono. Used their entire time to make it about gun control. And then Mazie Hirono used some of her time to insinuate that it was a right-wing attack because of the red meat that Deputy Director Abate said, oh, anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, which of course is what the Democrats say about right-wingers all day long. Even though it's obviously the left wing that's out burning American flags, burning Israel flags, burning Netanyahu effigies, chanting death to Israel. So, okay, but fine. Well, luckily, this got corrected later when another senator brought up the report from Gabs Andrew Torba So the supposed posts made by the would-be shooter that he says was anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant would have been made when he was 14 or 15 years old in 2019 and 2020. So he would have been 14 or 15 at the time. The posts made on Gab were as recent as 2021, where he was posting left-wing content, pro-lockdown, pro-immigration, and left-wing content, including Joe Biden support. So what's the truth here? Well, the funny thing is, when the follow-up questions to the deputy director about the Gab post came up, the deputy director then had to admit, well, actually, we have no evidence, really. We have no proof that any of these posts were made by the shooter. Oh, so you don't even know they were made by the shooter, but then you open up your statement with them anyway, as if you wanted to throw that red meat for the Democrats. Incredible. So he starts out by saying he was anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic. Doesn't mention anything about the Gab posts. And then a senator brings up the Gab posts, and then the deputy director says, well, actually, the posts I mentioned, we have no proof that those were actually the shooter. We can't confirm that. Oh. Oh. Then why'd you say it? Why'd you say it? If you don't even know it's him, why'd you say it? Well, we want to be transparent at this point in the investigation. But there are a lot of other things you didn't want to be transparent about that are probably more important. But you don't know the motive. The motive is a mystery. We don't know the motive. I don't know the motive. I'm the deputy director of the FBI, and I have no idea what the guy on the roof was doing. We have no idea what he was shooting at. We don't know the motive. We don't know the goal. We're just over here at the FBI, clueless, deaf, dumb, blind. What was the motive? Now, Andrew Torba has responded to this, saying, no, the account we found associated with the shooter was definitely left-wing. Now, we reached out to Andrew for comments. He's made a couple public comments on his X account, probably on his Gab account as well. He's not doing any interviews right now, as recommended by his legal advice, the advice he's getting from his attorneys. When he can make public comments or do an interview, he said he will join us, but that's where it's at right now. Now, some other interesting developments, if you guys would pull up my X feed here. If you don't have it, we'll go to the Holly Exchange. Let's do that. Let's go to the Holly Exchange, and then you guys can just bring up my entire X thread or even print it for me. This was probably the best exchange, and it was Holly and then Cruz back-to-back. All right, we've got it now. Well, we'll save that for later. So they basically admit now that the shooter was known to law enforcement more than an hour before the first shot was fired. More than an hour. Now, the interesting developments now are that the photo that we have of Crooks from the second story of the building where there was supposed to be a counter-sniper team and Secret Service was supposed to be there, the Secret Service director today claimed that photo came from local law enforcement. From local law enforcement. Not Secret Service. Secret Service again doubled down on blaming the local police, claiming they were supposed to be the ones manning that rooftop. Still no answers as to why nobody was there when the shooter was there. But somebody was there. Dozens of officers were in that building. That was the law enforcement headquarters. That was the Secret Service headquarters. And somebody was in the second story window at some point in that day because they took photos of Crooks from the second story window. So where were they when he was climbing the roof? Where were they when he was lining up his shot? They don't know. They don't know where they were, and they don't know why they weren't there. That's incredible, isn't it? That is truly stunning, isn't it? Now, Secret Service Director Rowe contradicted himself during his testimony today. At one point, he admitted that Secret Service had an ear on all comms in the headquarters. So Secret Service director says, well, we did not archive or record any of our communications that day. Local law enforcement did. That's protocol. Why Secret Service didn't, he doesn't know. Wasn't protocol, whatever. They didn't have it. Okay. Suspicious, not suspicious. You decide for yourself. Point is, they don't have it. But he admitted that there was a Secret Service team monitoring all communications, including local law enforcement. Including local law enforcement. Well, why does this contradict his own testimony? Because later in the hearing, when he was asked about, well, how did Secret Service not know that there was a guy scaling the roof? How did Secret Service not know that there was a gunman on the roof, even though it went over the local comms at least 5 minutes before the first shot was fired and potentially up to 10 minutes before the first shot was fired? It's unclear when first communications were made. Law enforcement was made aware of a guy climbing onto the roof. They also have a video. They have multiple videos in their possession of a guy climbing onto the roof, including a cop dash cam video. And it sounds like, but he wouldn't commit to this, but it sounds like they're leaning towards he had a gun disassembled in a bag. He carried it onto the roof and assembled it. So we're talking probably at least 10 minutes here, it looks like. Five minimum. And this has been the timeline all along, but he just confirmed it. Of them knowing there was a guy on the roof and knowing that there was a shooter on the roof. But then he says, so even though this was going out over communications, even though this was going out over local law enforcement communications, you see him running around on the ground. They saw the guy in multiple videos. He then says, Secret Service had not been informed and received no communications about a shooter on the roof. But you already said Secret Service was monitoring all communications, all radios, including local law enforcement. So which one is it? Was Secret Service monitoring all radio communications that day? Meaning they would have heard the local law enforcement radio communications about a guy on the roof with a gun at least 5 minutes before the first shot was fired? Or were they not monitoring any communications and nobody communicated with them that there was a shooter on the roof? Which one is it? Which one is it? He did confirm that the kill shot came from the counter sniper team to the left of Donald Trump, or if you're facing the stage, the team to the right. He said that the team, if you're facing the stage to the left, which is the famous video where they flinch for a second. The team that's on most of the videos is the team to the left. The team to Trump's right, but to the left of the stage if you're facing it. They did not have a line of sight on the shooter. They were blocked by the tree. The kill shot came from the guys on the right. Now, even though original reports were that team fired one shot and then local law enforcement fired one shot that missed, the only thing they're saying is that the counter sniper Secret Service team fired one shot and that was the kill shot and that was it. And so that's all the details we have about that. But they say he got off 8 shots and it took 15 seconds was the timeline he said, which does add up. We did the countdown on the show with the audio. He said 15 seconds from the first shot from the roof to the kill shot from Secret Service to neutralize the shooter. 15 seconds, which does line up with the timeline of the audio. So we did get a confirmation of that. Now, the big questions still remain unanswered. How is it that this individual is casing the building, using a rangefinder, going back and forth to a bag with a bike, then picking up a bag, scaling a roof, and pulling off a shot without anybody interrupting him? Nobody interrupting him. Nobody questioning him. No answers. Maybe the more obvious question and answer that still remains unanswered. Why was Trump allowed to take the stage? And after he took the stage, why was he allowed to stay on the stage? Again, these questions remain unanswered. It seems impossible to believe that that is a mistake. It seems impossible to believe that that is a failure to communicate, that that is somehow incompetence. When you have all that time, when you have awareness of a shooter on the roof, when you have knowledge of a suspicious individual walking around, casing the building with a rangefire, with a bag, Trump should not have been allowed to take the stage, and Trump should have been obviously off the stage before the first shot was fired, and they have no answers. They have no answers. Now, Ron Johnson has requested an interview with 13 Secret Service members that were directly involved in the security detail that day, and he's trying to get access to them. It seems like Secret Service is stonewalling that access. So there might be some more intel that could come out from individuals, but certainly there's going to be a power play made by the head of the Secret Service for them not to talk or divulge any failures that may have led to the attempted assassination, whether intentional or not. So even though we did get more information, he did say the specific gun that was used. Again, he did say where the shot was taken, which FBI director had no idea. Ray didn't even know. Even though he claimed to have interviewed him, he said he didn't know where the shot was fired from. So really, today was an embarrassment for Christopher Ray and for Kim Cheadle, who refused to answer any questions. And today there were actually questions asked and answered. Now, one question that is kind of off subject but did get asked: Biden Department of Justice gives Peter Stroke and Lisa Page $2 million over text exposing anti-Trump agenda. They got paid off. They got paid off by the DOJ. And saying that they were wrong, they were treated wrongfully by the U.S. government. Are you kidding me? The people that worked for the FBI that said the FBI would do everything to keep Trump out of office, the people that were part of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, a crime against this country, a crime against the president, they're getting a settlement, seven-figure settlement from the DOJ? They're the victims in all of this? Deputy Director Abate of the FBI shrugged his shoulders and had no comment on that. Now, there's some more developments in regards to this. By the way, when questions were brought up about why was the Trump team lacking detail, they came to the conclusion that it was a lack of resources and a lack of personnel. Well, okay, well, why does Jill Biden get so much security when Trump is obviously a higher security threat than Jill Biden? Why is Jill Biden a priority? And then they say, well, Secret Service needs more resources. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. They just got more resources. And maybe we could afford more resources if we didn't just give $200 billion to Ukraine. You know, maybe that would have been better fit for our own national security. But that's not how this Congress works, is it?
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style Breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical Breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for your usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel Breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operation style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at dmoknives.com. It is dmoknives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com, it's on screen, and you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, for most of the hearing, the temperature in the room was not at a boiling point. That is until it was Josh Hawley's time. And he certainly raised the temperature of the hearing. And here was his question and answer session.
American is dead, that other Americans were critically wounded. Isn't that enough mission failure for you to say that the person who decided that that building should not be in the security perimeter probably ought to be stepped down?
Senator, I think you're using the word decided, and I think we need to allow the investigation play out to include.
So who did make the decision then? If it wasn't the lead site agent, who made the decision not to put that in the security perimeter?
Senator, you're zeroing in on one particular agent. I want to find out exactly what was the entire decision process. So I think I want to be neutral and make sure that we get to the bottom of it and interview everybody in order to determine if there was more than one person who perhaps exercised bad judgment.
Well, sure. My question is, why don't you relieve everybody of duty who made bad judgment? So, yeah, you're right. I am zeroing in on somebody. I'm trying to find somebody who's accountable here. And we you're telling me that the person who made the decision not to include this in the perimeter has not been relieved of duty. What about the person who is in charge of the interoperability of radio frequencies between local law enforcement and Secret Service? Has that person been relieved of duty?
No, Senator, because interoperability is a challenge, is a greater challenge than just one person. On that day, we had a counterpart system. It failed,
As a person who decided, who made the decision to send Donald Trump onto stage knowing that you had a security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir, they haven't.
Has the person who decided not to pull the former president off of stage when you knew that, in your words, the locals were working a serious security situation, has that person been relieved of duty?
No, sir. Again, I refer you back to my original answer that we are investigating this through a mission assurance. And as opposed to zeroing in on one,
what more do you need to investigate to know
exactly what the decision-making process was?
What more do you need to investigate to know that there were critical enough failures that some individuals ought to be held accountable? I mean, what more do you need to know?
What I need to know is exactly what happened, and I need my investigators to do their job. And I cannot,
a lot of people didn't do their
jobs. I cannot put my thumb on the scale. Otherwise,
what do you mean put your thumb on the
scale? You're asking me, Senator, to completely make a rush to judgment about somebody failing. I acknowledge this was a failure of the
Secret
Service.
Is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days, just like you have.
Fire somebody to hold them accountable.
I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity. And not rush to judgment and put people
unfairly persecuted.
We have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
You said earlier that you've got to make sure that your protocols are followed, and unless there's a protocol violation, people wouldn't be disciplined. I would just say to you, I don't really care that much about your protocols. I think if your protocols don't provide for the fact that when a former president is shot, when an American is killed, when other rallygoers, innocent people who just showed up on the day, when they are shot at and critically wounded, if that isn't a protocol violation, prima facie, you should revise your protocols.
Senator, I think this is where you and I agree. This was a failure, and we will get to the bottom of it.
Well, I hope you're going to do something about it. Let me ask you something else. The Real Clear Politics reports this morning that you were directly involved in denying additional security resources and personnel, including counter-snipers, not just to this event, but over the last 2 years, that President Trump's team repeatedly asked for these additional resources, and you personally were involved in denying them. Is that true?
Senator, as I stated earlier, that is not true.
So you never denied any resources to former President Trump's team?
No, not me. No,
and,
sir.
And you, weren't involved in any of that? You were never involved in the decision-making?
No, sir, I was not.
Let me ask you just one or two other things here quickly. Well, whistleblowers tell me that, in fact, law enforcement were stationed to be on that roof and that law enforcement abandoned their post because it was too hot. Is that accurate?
Senator, I have heard that as well. They posted up inside. And I think moving forward, as I said earlier, we're going to ensure that state and local counter-snipers
now,
are on the roof.
Now, pause it right here. This is the most important thing here. So they were supposed to be on the roof. They abandoned the roof because it was too hot. Wasn't too hot for the other counter-sniper teams. Wasn't too hot for the individuals waiting hours for Donald Trump. Wasn't too hot for the shooter to get down in a prone position on his bare knees. But it was too hot for the counter-sniper team. Okay. Well, then they go inside. At some point in the day, they go inside. And they even take a picture of Crooks from the window. Now, where are they when he's climbing onto the roof? Where are they when he's shooting at Trump? You know they're in the building. Why aren't they on the second-story window? And how has it been 2 weeks? 2 weeks, and you don't have an answer. How do you not know that after 2 weeks? How have you not sat down and talked to every single law enforcement agent, Secret Service agent, to get an answer? How is that? How is that? And why are whistleblowers willing to talk to Howley about this, but they're not talking to the Secret Service about this? Interesting. Interesting. Let's go back to Howley.
Know if someone was supposed to be on the roof? Do you know if someone was in fact? That's what the whistleblowers tells me. That may or may not be accurate. Do you know that to be the fact? Was somebody posted to the roof, local law enforcement or whomever?
I do not know that to be a fact.
Well, can I ask you why you don't know that?
Again, Senator, we are looking at this, and they should have been on that roof. And the fact that they were in the building is something that I'm still trying to understand.
I just want to express my frustration, Director, that 17 days or whatever it's been, that you, that whistleblowers are telling us more than you are, and you don't know, you haven't ascertained if there was supposed to be law enforcement on the roof. That seems like a pretty basic fact. I'm also told that local law enforcement suppliers offered the Secret Service drones, and you declined them. Is that true?
So, Senator, one, I've been very transparent and forthcoming.
Your agency has not been transparent and forthcoming, so please, but let's not go there.
I have been forthcoming, sir.
You've been, well, that remains to be seen. You've been on the job a few days. So far, you've fired nobody. Now, the drones.
Thank you,
yes,
sir.
Were you offered drones?
Senator Hawley.
So there was an offer to fly a drone on that day.
And why did you deny it?
I think the ability of local law enforcement to provide an asset, we probably should have taken them up on it if it was offered.
Sure, you should have. So this is now the next big development here. Local law enforcement offered to have air surveillance security with a drone that day. Secret Service denied. Now, why did they deny it? Why wouldn't they take all the help they can get? Well, the excuse might be, well, Secret Service was supposed to have their own aerial support and aerial security. Oh, well, why didn't they? Oh, there was a technical difficulty. That's right, folks. There was a technical difficulty, and for some reason, the Secret Service just could not get their air support and could not get their air security and could not fly a drone due to a technical difficulty. Somehow, the shooter was able to fly a drone, no problem. But Secret Service just couldn't do it with all the technology. Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Had a technical difficulty. So what measures did they make to remedy the fact that they had a technical difficulty that led to a lack of air security and air support? None. None at all. Now, this is, again, almost unbelievable. Was there a technical glitch? Did they intentionally stand down air support with a drone from local law enforcement? Folks, it's well known at big crowds. When we would go to rallies like this or big events, you have to take some form of a hotspot. Sometimes you can have just a little local hotspot that does the trick. Sometimes you need a bigger, more powerful hotspot. It's like you got to carry it around in a wagon. And so how does Secret Service in the middle of a field not be prepared to have their own internet connection or Wi-Fi connection so that they won't have a technical difficulty with their security? Again, is this even possible?
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. You get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to holdtheline.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death. We need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com. Please pray for InfoWars. please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we're going to go back to the hearing. We're going to hear from Ted Cruz. We'll also hear from Mike Lee coming up later. We got some other developments. First, though, this is a message specifically for the men out there, and it's well known that prostate issues are one of the number one issues for men, and you'd probably rather not get a prostate exam, certainly not the Democrat style in the House chambers, if you catch my drift. But you should be doing something to think about and to address prostate health. This stuff is all over the news. In fact, why I thought of this is because every morning I wake up and I put on this news headline broadcast, just news headlines. And every once in a while, there'll be a health headline. And today there was a couple about prostate issues with men. And this one, how Lloyd Austin and King Charles and all these people have prostate issues. And it's the number one issue for men. And I'm just thinking, well, okay, what are men doing to address this, or what can they do to address this? Well, there are ways to do it with health. But if you're not getting the proper things you need in your diet, then you probably should be supplementing. And so that's why we have a product at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars MD product line, Prostate Guard. And so if you're a man out there, especially one that's getting older, prostate support, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, a complex mixture of vitamins, herbs, extract, and powders for prostate health. So again, men, what are you doing? Are you thinking about prostate health? Are you thinking about protecting your prostate? This is a big concern when it comes to getting older and men's health. So I would hope that you're doing something. And you can just go look at the long list of ingredients, all things in there known to support men's prostates. And so this is a great thing you can do. Take your prostate support every morning and just know you're doing something to address that issue. And hopefully you won't have to worry about it later in life. So this is a message specifically for men. When you see the stories, when you see the headlines about people having prostate issues, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a family member, that's the sign. It's time for you to do something to address it. So prostate support. You can see this long list of ingredients all known for prostate support. It's part of the InfoWars MD line. 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off prostate support, InfoWarsStore.com. So you support your prostate, you support your health, and you support InfoWars in the process. All right, now let's go to once Howley raised the temperature in the room, it stayed at a higher temperature the rest of the way, including for Ted Cruz's time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rowe, thank you for being here. I agree with what you said at the outset, that the individual Secret Service agents demonstrated remarkable personal courage, putting their bodies in between the line of sight of the shooter and the president. That being said, the bravery of the line agents is quite different from the decisions of Secret Service leadership. Secret Service leadership committed catastrophic security failures, indeed the worst security failures for the Secret Service since 1981, since the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan. It is incumbent upon this committee to determine why those security failures happened. Just after the shooting, Secret Service put out an official statement from your spokesperson that says there's an untrue assertion that a member of the former president's team requested additional security resources and that those were rebuffed. This is absolutely false. In fact, we added protective resources and technology and capabilities as part of the increased campaign travel tempo. Was this tweet accurate?
With respect to Butler, Pennsylvania, it is accurate, sir.
It is accurate that the Trump team had not asked for additional security and had not been rebuffed.
If you're talking about Butler, Pennsylvania, all assets requested were approved. If you're talking about the media reporting of assets requested, there were times when assets were unavailable and not able to be filled.
Oh.
And those gaps were
like
staffed
Jill
with
Biden got priority?
State and local law enforcement tactical assets.
Because Kim Cheele's
so
her friend?
I'm reading from the Washington Post, July 20th, 2024. Secret Service said to have denied requests for more security at Trump events. The opening paragraph. Top officials of the U.S. Secret Service repeatedly denied requests for additional resources and personnel sought by Donald Trump's security detail in the 2 years leading up to his attempted assassination, according to four people familiar with the requests. Is that right, that repeatedly the Trump detail asked for more resources and repeatedly Secret Service leadership turned that down?
That is not accurate, Senator. Assets are requested. There's a process that is made. And
how many requests did the Trump team or the Trump detail ask for?
I can get you that number in a queue.
You don't know now.
So I can speak to the ones that reported in the Washington Post, and we can go through them if you like.
But you don't know how many requests there were.
In general, how many requests since 2021 that the former Trump detail has made a request for assets?
You've had 2 weeks. You had a spokesperson put something out that is false on its face. By the way, did you approve this statement when it went out?
I don't know if I did or didn't, Senator.
Has this spokesperson, is he still employed? Does he still have a job?
He is still employed, Senator.
So he lied on behalf of the Secret Service. He still has a job. Did your predecessor, the former director, does she approve this statement?
Senator, our comms team, they send out statements. They do deconflict them and they put them out.
Did she approve this statement?
I don't know if she did or did not, Senator.
And you don't know if you did either?
I don't recall approving it, Senator.
Will you commit to provide this committee in writing every written request for additional resources from the Trump campaign or the Trump detail and every response from Secret Service?
Senator, I will commit to providing responses and getting you the information that you are seeking.
Let me ask you something. And who makes the decision to deny those requests? Did you make that decision?
Which requests? Are you talking about the ones that were in the Washington Post?
Yes.
The process, sir, is that a detail will make a request for either staffing, technical assets, that is handled between the field office and the detail. It goes up to a logistics office between our
office. Okay, so there's a bureaucracy. Is there a decision maker?
It's not a bureaucracy, Senator.
Give me the person that's a decision maker. Is there one?
Senator, it's a conversation. It's not just an absolute yay or nay.
So let me tell you what I believe. I believe that the Secret Service leadership made a political decision to deny these requests. And I think the Biden administration has been suffused with partisan politics. Did the same person who denied the request for additional security to President Trump also repeatedly deny the request for security to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father was murdered by an assassin and whose uncle was murdered by an assassin? Did the same person make that decision?
Senator, what I will tell you is that Secret Service agents are not political.
Okay, you're not answering my question. But you know what? Leadership appointed by the president is political. I have a simple question, yes or no. Did the same person deny the Trump request that also denied the RFK request? That's a yes or no question.
Senator, that is not a yes or no question. One, there is a process for a candidate nominee to receive protection.
Is it a bicameral bipartisan process? What camera?
You are not a Congress. You don't have a camera. Mr. Kennedy submitted a request that was referred over to the CPAC.
Okay, you're refusing to answer the question. Let me ask, because the failures on that day were catastrophic. By the way, is it true that on the day of the Butler event that Secret Service transferred agent from President Trump to the First Lady?
No, sir, that's not true.
That's been widely reported.
It's not true. There was one airport agent that actually went on the manpower request for the Trump detail. They handled the arrival at the airport
for the First Lady. What was the relative size of the Trump detail compared to the detail that is assigned to the President or the First Lady?
Senator, the former president travels with a full shift, just like the president.
What's the so the exact same size? Is that your testimony that President Trump had the same size detail that President Biden has?
On the day of in Butler, the agents surrounding him, it is the same number of agents surrounding the president today. There is a difference between a sitting president who also not only.
Hold on. You're using president in a way that is not clear. Is it your testimony that in Butler, Pennsylvania, Donald Trump had the same number of agents protecting him that Joe Biden has at a comparable event?
I'm telling you the shift, the close protection shift surrounding.
That's what you asked me, Senator,
and I'm trying to answer it.
You are not answering it. Is it the same number of agents or not?
Senator, there is a difference between the sitting president of the United States.
Then what's the difference?
The difference?
2X, 3X, 5X,
National
10X?
Command authority to launch a nuclear strike, sir.
I'm not asking.
How
many more
travel
agents?
Travel with the president that
sir,
the former president
sir,
will
you
not
are refusing
get.
To
but
answer
the number
straight.
Of Secret Service
sir,
agents protecting him.
Stop interrupting me.
Go ahead,
you
Senator.
You are refusing to answer clear and direct questions. I am asking the relative difference in the number of agents between those assigned to Donald Trump and those assigned to Joe Biden. I'm not asking why you assign more to Joe Biden. I'm asking, is the difference, is it 2X? Is it 3X? Is it 5X? Is it 10X?
Senator, I will get you that number so you can see it with
your
own
eyes. Yeah, we'll see. I hope there's more follow-up from these hearings. There needs to be.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.